Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day. Coming up, we'll hear from Kirk Cousins, our quarterback, about what happened Sunday in New Orleans. And it was disappointing, to say the least. We get the Broncos Sunday. It's a later start, by the way, 4 o'clock start on Sunday as they go on the road. But as we kind of recap all the things that took place yesterday, and we said, if you're just joining us, it was an unusual weekend. Atlanta United shocks the world and beats Miami, enter Miami. They move on in the playoffs for a chance to maybe get to the MLS Cup, which is great because I don't think anybody expected it. Georgia Tech with an amazing win against Miami at home, and we're going to talk to Brent Key coming up in less than 20 minutes. Stay right there. Georgia head football coach or Georgia Tech head football coach Brent Key is going to join us. And then, Mike, we saw the Falcons, you know, do what they did against the Saints. And the part of the problem is with the Falcons, you saw how well we played, specifically, I think, in the second half. Mike, adjustments were made. We didn't give up explosive plays, but we left too many points off the board.
Yeah, we had a bad drive. I mean, to start the game, Kirk Cousins, I don't know, watching on TV, I don't know how you felt. It looked like he was just missing. He was missing Darnell Mooney. He was missing high with some of his throws. And not a great day for Kirk. I think he'd be the first to admit that, and he does. But then, you know, on defense, you were not able to get a pass rush, and the inability to get Carr on the ground allowed him to let Marquez Valdes-Scantling scamper all the way behind our three best defensive players for a huge explosive play, then another one, and then the touchdown where he does they have this pre-snap motion, which kind of gets, I guess, A.J. Terrell looking one way. I'm not sure that was where he was supposed to be. And then he scores two touchdowns. Marquez freaking Valdes-Scantling scores two because we can't get the quarterback on the ground. And then eventually we put A.J. Terrell on him specifically. And then you said it. They don't get anything. Barely 100 yards in the second half.
Yeah, we really contained them. They didn't score in the fourth quarter, but neither did we. More on this to come.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
What did Kirk Cousins have to say about his performance after the loss? You will hear it. But we've got to hear from Kirk Cousins, and you'll hear from Arch as well, as he had a chance to catch up with the quarterback after the game. Here's the thing, Mike. Where does this leave us? Well, we're still in a good spot. For Falcon fans who are concerned, guys, we'd have to have a monumental breakdown to not win this division. It hurt because it's the Saints. It sucked because we didn't play well enough to get the dub. But the fact of the matter is we're still in control of this division, even with that win yesterday for the Saints. And they were desperate. We talked about it. They won their first two games. They had lost 7 in a row. So we are still in a good place. But we do have an issue that we have to discuss. That is Younghoe Koo.
Yeah, he's been really wobbly lately. You know, let's be honest, guys. He's just not having a good year by his standard. His percentage now, he is at 70% of his field goals made, and that puts him at the bottom of all the starting kickers, guys who haven't been cut or came in midseason. You know, he is literally at the bottom of the league right now, like second from the bottom. He's got to be better. And kicking is mental. We get that. No one understands kicking because no one ever kicked. That's why we don't like kickers. He's been really good. He's picked up where Matt Bryant left off when he took over for Matt Bryant 5 years ago. He's been one of the best in the league, Pro Bowler. But he's got to figure this out because even though Coach Rye will defend him and say it shouldn't come down to a field goal, It did. It's a division rival game. You just touched on it. We were garbage in the first half. We got it together. Things started rolling. You can't miss. You can't leave 9 points. Now, one was a block. Two were misses that he's got to make.
Was he 1 for 4?
1 for 4. He missed three. One was blocked. He missed two.
All right.
He hit the now he misses left early, and then some would say, like golf, he overcorrects, and then he slices it right, hits the upright, and then goes out. If he makes two of those field goals, and these are field goals he normally makes, Carl,
correct,
indoors,
correct,
we win the game. If he makes one, we go to overtime.
So what do you do?
And it hit the right upright.
What do you do? 404-726-0929. Chris, what's the poll look like? Because we said to you earlier today, we want to know how you feel. There are games where you go, hey, team, overall team, we didn't play well enough. And there are games where you say the quarterback threw three interceptions and he didn't play well enough. And then there are games where your field goal kicker lets you down. This was that game. So, poll question, Chris, where are we at right now?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of response on this one. Go to Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter. We don't call it X. What should the Falcons do with Younghoe Koo? Simple question. Gave you three choices, or you could fill in your own. We got a lot of comments, too. Cut him now, 16%. Give him one more game, 26%. By far leading the way, stick with him the rest of the year.
Yeah, you're hoping that he course corrects, Carl, because, you know, you got outdoor games in Denver. That's at altitude. Then we have the bye week. And then we have the Chargers coming here. And the Chargers look really good this week with their win. So, I mean, look, we know what his guy's capable of. The games we've won, now, granted, we had 3 years of 7-10, but we wouldn't have even gotten to those seven without Koo, right? We all agree there.
Yeah.
But you can't have moments like this. And he missed the field goal in Tampa Bay, which would have iced that game for us, by the way. Remember that?
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm with most people who say you give him – this is a no-brainer. He's been too good. We believe in him. You give him another shot. Obviously, you're going to run him out Sunday, and they're going to have full confidence in him. But if we have another slip-up like this, we're going to have confidence issues in him as a fan base.
Right.
And I can't have that heading into the playoffs.
No.
I can't.
No, yeah, and it's something you're not supposed to be worrying about. And we said it's weird. The kickers, every great kicker, even guys that, you know, that have been Pro Bowlers, like we mentioned, was it Justin Tucker with the Ravens? He's missed a bunch of kicks this year. He's missed some extra points by his lofty standards. But Koo is much better than this. Everybody's got a theory. Unless you're pals with Koo, guys, I don't want to hear about the person. You don't know.
I don't know.
But he's got to fix it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't assume that anything outside of what he does on a daily basis.
But I think that's born of how the kicking is perceived as just so mental. People would think something's created a situation between his ears.
Well, you saw the frustration yesterday. And for those who missed it, real quick before we hear Kirk Cousins, Arthur Blank literally walked him off the field. And you're going to say, well, what does that mean? It means that ownership, and everybody knows what Koo means to this football team. Listen, you can take blame in this moment and say, and he did, this one's on me. He was patting his chest, telling everybody, sorry, I let y'all down. I'm going to be back at this thing. I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, like, only time's going to tell if it's fixed. Only the next time he goes out there and, Mike, it's a little right or left, or if it doesn't go through, will we know. So, you know, this is a wobble. It doesn't mean he's going to fall, but he's got to fix the wobble. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins, guys, after the game, talking to our own Dave Archer.
Kirk, obviously, the disappointing in the way things turned out, had some chances at the second half, but a little bit of a slow start. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it's all running together right now, Arch. But, you know, we convert the first third down of the game, the second third down we have. The ball's just a little bit too far for Drake, but it's there, you know, and that's one I want back. You know, you convert that third down, you're possibly in scoring position at that point, and so that could have eliminated a slow start. You know, we could have come out in the first possession and gotten points. So that's where my mind goes, but after that, it all runs together.
Probably not fair for me to say state it that way, because you just said there are a couple of moments there that might have been able to change what that felt like. Tell me about the run game. You guys got the run game cranked up. Bijan was special today, it looked like.
Yeah, we were getting good chunks. You know, trying to stay ahead of the chains the best we could, but certainly ran the football well enough to win from their standpoint. And, you know, wish we had been able to build off of that more and turn it into points.
What is it they do from it looked like they did a pretty good job of plaster coverage or sticky coverage early on. Mm-hmm. And then you guys were able to kind of penetrate that and start to get it going.
Yeah, they were playing tight, you know, grabby coverage. And it was hard to get the space we were looking for. But, you know, that's pro football, and you're going to have tight coverage, and we just got to be able to catch and throw in it. And, Saints defense did a good job all day long.
You got a good kick start from your defense in the second half. They come out, Jesse makes a play, yep. Made a couple of guys make. They had four consecutive three and outs for you guys to help you get back in the game.
Yeah, that was big. We just had to score more points. You know, we had time of possession, we moved the football, we stayed on the field. But we didn't score points, and we shouldn't be leaving it in the field goal team's hands. We should be able to finish drives with six. And when you settle for field goals, it tends to make it hard to pull away.
All right, last thing for you, and this may not be fair, but is it frustrating for you because you guys are really good on offense, but there's those moments where you're not where you want to be? But is that part of the growth process as you go through 17 games?
Yeah, I just think we can be better. We haven't played our best football. We're leaving things out there, and anytime you do that, it's extremely frustrating. So you come back to work and you try to put together that game next Sunday. But it's tough when you know how much offense we left out there today.
Kirk, thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Arch.
Yeah, we talked about the second half because they couldn't get the quarterback on the ground, and then we talked about adjustments they made in the secondary, and then you stopped them. And you were forcing field goals, and you were forcing a couple of three and outs. If you look at the box score, they start the second half, 3 and out. We have to settle for a field goal. Field goal, we get a touchdown. And that's when I thought things were rolling, Carl. That beautiful throw to Kyle Pitts, and then that amazing run by Bijan, where Bijan looks like he's lost his balance, and he just hits afterburners, and like Honey Badger can't catch him. And that was one of the most, we've seen a million great Bijan runs. That was something else. And you felt like, okay, the worm has turned. We got this. Right?
116 yards, Mike, for Bijan, two touchdowns, and that 37-yard run you're talking about. That's the one, man. I mean, I'm with you. By the way, we ran for 181.
Could we have run for more at the end of the day? Should we have tried running the football a little bit more at times?
I think you're right. I think that for whatever reason, we didn't continue to do what was working. And some of that may have...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, let's get Kurt into a rhythm because we're going to need him late. And maybe, I'm not sure, but, one of our listeners says, what about Jimmy Lake? Guys, we gave up two explosive plays early in this game. That hurt us. There's no doubt about it. But we limited that in the second half. Speaking of Bijan, let's hear what he had to say after the game with Dave Archer.
Joined now by our Solomon Brothers player of the game, Bijan Robinson. And B, this was a tough football game. You guys knew it coming in.
Yeah. First off, I just want to give honor to God, obviously, and just playing for him and, giving another opportunity to get to go out there and play for him and just keeping us healthy and safe. And, I know that God's going to let us have the greatest season. We just got to take it 1 week at a time. But, yeah, like to your question, it was tough. Obviously, we had a lot of self-inflicted wounds that we shouldn't have put on the field. And I know for us, like, if we take those off, then we win the game. Yeah, I mean, that's a rivalry game. It doesn't matter what the record is. Like, rivalry games are always, in the battle, in the moment. We didn't finish this one, but obviously got to come back and be better for the next one.
You never really seem to start slow. You're always rolling right off the start, but the team kind of felt like they started slow. Did it feel that way to you guys? You're kind of stuck in mud a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't want to, go three and out at all. Obviously, we didn't do what we wanted on the first drive, and then we wanted to get some more on the second. But, like, I think for us it's more so being consistent and just helping out the defense. We want to play complimentary ball, and, we don't want to be the guys to get the defense on the field quick. Like, we want to, give them some time to, get off the field and so we can be all right. But at the end of the day, like, we got to play complimentary ball to help the defense so we can, have sustained better drives and put the ball in the end zone.
It's not an individual game, but I'm going to ask you kind of an individual question here. Okay. You okay?
Yeah,
all right. I'm with you. Okay. So over 100 yards the fourth time in your career. You had just a tremendous run where you ran through the safety. Take me through the run and what you saw, but it was a classic Bijan Robinson run.
Yeah, man. I mean, at first, like, I thought there was nothing there because it looked like there was nothing there. But then as I started to keep pressing, then I saw just a little crease happen, and I saw Ray Ray's block, and I like cut off that block, broke the tackle, and I was like, I have to get in the end zone. But it was one of those runs where you just like don't see it at first, and it was all clogged up. And then at the last second, it just opened up, and then it was off to the races.
Tell me about crowd noise out there. This is one of the great places to play, one of the more difficult places to play. It looked like it might have affected the offensive tackles in a couple of protection situations, but how was it out there?
Yeah, I mean, they brought the energy. It was definitely loud. We had to, you know, go on silent most of the game. And for us, we know that we have to. That shouldn't matter for us. Like, we work on it all week during the practice. And, you know, for us, like, we knew we were going to come in here with a loud crowd, and, you know, they were going to, you know, try to get in our heads. And, you know, we needed to do what we had to do to get past that. But I think for us, like, you know, that was a game that we, you know, need to learn from when it comes to crowd noise and things like that, because, you know, that can't be the issue coming in the next game, and we got to make sure that we're on point on all phases for that.
Solomon Brothers player of the game is John Robinson, over 100 yards and really gave everything he possibly had for a get a win. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just tough, man. We talked about all the opportunities, including like the defensive holding on that final drive, and then the sack and the ball fumbles, and Matthew's got to run back 20 yards and fall on it, and that's brutal. Pretty much all she wrote.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.